Nanoscience can teach us some very big things. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Cox, research fellow at the University of Surrey's Nanoelectronics Center, discusses his work constructing the world's smallest snowman.
Winter is here, but one thing the south of England is not known for is deep snow. So how do you make a snowman when there's no raw material around? Well, being nothing but a big kid myself and working in the field of nanotechnology, I set about making a snowman without snow, and so small you need an electron microscope to see it. At only 10 micrometers wide and under 30 micrometers tall, it's made of two balls of the metal tin. For a nose, I gave it not a microcarat, but a tiny ball of platinum just 300 nanometers across. This character is very small. Its head is the size of a human red blood cell, and its nose the size of a virus. If a hair dropped in front of it, it would be completely obscured. At this point, you might be wondering how and why. The how involves a tool unique in the world, an ion microscope with the capability to shape and manipulate incredibly small quantities of matter. As to the reason why, it's not just for a bit of festive fun. Using the same equipment and techniques, we make and test superconducting devices that can reach the limits of human measurement capabilities. With these, we can measure the magnetization of clumps of only a few tens of atoms and can analyze future digital memory and computing circuits. They are also great tools for studying the fundamental physics of the very small. The tiny snowman made a sensation across the world, and I'm pleased to see it's been taken up by a bunch of children's science magazines. It's been the perfect ambassador in enthusing tomorrow's engineers about the wonders of the micro and nano world. Had I made a snowball and thrown it at you, it wouldn't have made anywhere near as much impact.
That was David Cox of the University of Surrey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Do you want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the halls? I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joan.
It gets a little lonely, all these empty rooms, just watching